WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. The Mega Millions jackpot has soared to $1 billion, the second largest lottery prize in U.S. history, and it's getting even bigger. Although the jackpot keeps increasing, the odds of winning remain stuck at 1 in 302.5 million. Now, most winners opt for the cash option, which for tonight will be $565 million. If there's no winner, the prize for Tuesday's drawing jacks up to $1.6 billion. There's another allegation of troubling behavior from the Murphy gubernatorial, this time involving hot tempers and violence in the workplace. Then Deputy Campaign Director Joseph Kelly was investigated for throwing a chair while Julia Fall, the in-state finance director for the campaign, and his subordinate was in the room, according to a Wall Street Journal report that did not cite a source. Two unnamed sources told NJ.com that Fall filed three complaints against Kelly. Election security advocates are displeased with Jersey lawmakers who have scaled back their proposal to reduce voter fraud. Rutgers law professor Penny Benetta says the most secure route is a voter-verified paper ballot system.
Someone can hack away at the machines all they want. If we have a voter-verified paper ballot, then we can actually counter that hack.
Advocates say a proposal to transition to a paper ballot system was surprisingly revised in a way that would still give hackers a chance to impact elections. President Trump's administration has been toughening its response to the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He says that there will have to be very severe consequences if Saudi Arabia is found to have killed the Washington Post columnist. He was last seen entering a Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago. Chris Christie is opening up for the first time about his gubernatorial successor, Phil Murphy, speaking at an event Thursday at the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship on the future of the GOP. He criticized Murphy's first budget for raising taxes and ribbed him for politely asking people to get off the beach during a hurricane. If you remember, in 2011, Christie famously told people, quote, to get the hell off the beach. When it comes to states most vulnerable to identity theft and fraud, New Jersey ranks third on WalletHub's latest survey. It also has the most identity theft complaints per capita. Analyst Jill Gonzalez explains why this is happening.
It's pretty vulnerable on the policy front. No security freeze laws for minors and no identity theft passport programs. The data disposal laws by state are very outdated.
But she thinks that if New Jersey tightens up its policy, identity theft and fraud will start to lessen in the Garden State.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zaro. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy. Hey there, welcome to the weekend. I'm meteorologist Dan Zaro.
And I'm trafficologist Bob Williams with your traffic and weather weekend outlook for the weekend of October 19th to the 21st. Dan, first of all, weather got really cold over the last couple of days. Is that going to continue into the weekend?
We're warming up a little bit, but the chilly weather comes back again. This was really unseasonable. Our first frost and freeze of the season, widespread Friday morning, and it was pretty cold out there. I mean, we had 20s, that is near record lows. So we start the weekend with a bit of a warm-up, but also with some wet weather to talk about. For Friday night, some showers passing through New Jersey. It's not going to be nearly as cool because of the rain and because of the clouds. So we'll see lows in the 50s by Saturday morning. I think the showers wrap up early enough Saturday that you get to enjoy the rest of the day. We'll get breaks of sun. It'll be breezy, fairly mild, mid-60s. 70 is a possibility for Saturday somewhere in the state. Not going to last, though. Sunday, we're right back to the blustery weather again. It's going to be sunny, windy, and cold. High temperatures barely to about 50 degrees. And that's probably going to be the story through next week. Below normal temperatures, but at least we'll catch some sunshine along the way. So, you know, Bob, we always talk about how there's a lot going on, and hopefully the weather will be conducive to having some fall fun this week.
Yep, we got some fall festivals, and we've got a sewer main break.
Whoa.
Well, sewer main repairs, if you like that sort of thing, on the Route 1 and 9 approach to the Holland Tunnel. Two lanes are closed. It started this past Thursday morning. It's going to go for at least the next week or two, so we expect a lot of extra traffic this weekend on the 1 and 9 approach to the Holland Tunnel. Only one lane will be open. Elsewhere, it's the 98th running of the Far Hill Steeplechase race at Moreland Farms. Big crowds are always expected there. The hunt always draws big crowds, and with the great fall weather expected for Saturday, you're going to expect a lot of traffic along Route 202, 206, and Route 23 all day on Saturday. It's also homecoming day at the Rutgers football game versus Northwestern. 12 noon start time at Piscataway, so expect a lot of traffic around the High Point Solutions Stadium starting earlier before noon. And on Sunday, can the Jets make it 3 wins in a row? They've got their chance against the Vikings. Game time at 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. A lot of traffic expected around the stadium.
So there you go. Plenty to do. Weather looks pretty good, and hopefully the traffic is in your favor as well. Remember, you can get traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes, all day, every day on New Jersey 101.5, and download our free mobile app for instant notifications, too.
Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win 2 tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.